By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, I am excited to be welcoming you back to another morning with Madani Channel. My viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, whatever the situation is, whatever the weather conditions are, whatever our state is, whatever our condition is, we must always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the blessings He has given us in our life, the sustenance. Each and every single day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with food, with drink, with water, my dear viewers. Every day, all of us. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us so much. We must first always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First thing in the morning, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. This is the first thing, my dear viewers. And the entire dua, if you can recite, Alhamdulillah, الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. We should thank, which is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for waking us once again, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, for giving us another opportunity again, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, for granting us the opportunity to even repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people who would go to sleep, but they may not wake up, my dear viewers. So we must always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as usual, alhamdulillah, we shall begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. So let's make good intentions first. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain. And please do remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, then it is our duty, my dear viewers of the channel, to give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا
کوئی کتابی ایسا نہیں جو اس کی موت سے پہلے اس پر ایمان نہ لائے اور قیامت کے دن وہ ان پر گواہ ہوگا
فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا
تو یہودیوں کے بڑے ظلم کے سبب ہم نے وہ بعض ستھری چیزیں کہ ان کے لیے حلال تھیں ان پر حرام فرما دیں اور اس لیے کہ انہوں نے بہتوں یعنی بہت سے لوگوں کو اللہ کی راہ سے روکا
وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَا وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ
اور اس لیے کہ وہ سود لیتے حالانکہ وہ اس سے منع کیے گئے تھے اور لوگوں کا مال ناحق کھا جاتے
وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا
اور ان میں جو کافر ہوئے ہم نے ان کے لیے دردناک عذاب تیار کر رکھا ہے
لَكِنِ الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ مِنْهُمْ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله
میں پکے اور ایمان والے ہیں وہ ایمان لاتے ہیں اس پر جو اے محبوب تمہاری طرف اترا اور جو تم سے پہلے اترا، اور نماز قائم رکھنے والے اور زکات دینے والے اور اللہ اور قیامت پر ایمان لانے والے، ایسوں کو ان قریب ہم بڑا ثواب دیں گے۔
اِنَّا اَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ كَمَا اَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى نُوحٍ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِن بَعْدِهِ،
بے شک اے محبوب ہم نے تمہاری طرف وحی بھیجی جیسے وحی نوح اور اس کے بعد پیغمبروں کو بھیجی۔
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَعِيسَى وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُونُسَ وَهَارُونَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ،
اور ہم نے ابراہیم اور اسماعیل اور اسحاق اور یعقوب اور ان کے بیٹوں اور عیسیٰ اور ایوب اور یونس اور ہارون اور سلیمان کو وحی کی۔
وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا،
اور ہم نے داؤد کو زبور عطا فرمائی۔
وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ،
اور رسولوں کو جن کا ذکر آگے ہم تم سے فرما چکے اور ان کو جن کا ذکر تم سے نہ فرمایا۔
وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا،
اور اللہ نے موسیٰ سے حقیقتاً کلام فرمایا۔
رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ،
رسول خوشخبری دیتے اور ڈر سناتے کہ رسولوں کے بعد اللہ کے یہاں لوگوں کو کوئی عذر نہ رہے۔
وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا،
اور اللہ غالب حکمت والا ہے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ Dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, we were just listening to the verses of the glorious Quran from Surah An-Nisa. We have listened to Surah Al-Fatiha, followed by Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, and now we are on Surah An-Nisa. I think we are coming towards a day or so will be finished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this listening, inshallah, this sama'a. May Allah ta'ala accept this action of ours, having listened to the Qur'an each and every day, alhamdulillah. But my dear viewers, please do also remember that you need to recite the Qur'an. We have been ordered, my dear viewers of Madinah Shalom, to read. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this message to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qur'an. To obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. We are from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala grant us steadfastness. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent these to for everyone, for me, for you. And if we don't read this, then how? I'm not sure the word to use, but to keep it nice, to keep it gentle, how disloyal are we? How disloyal are we? Really, imagine somebody was to send you a letter and later you were to be asked, did you read that letter which I sent? And you were to say, no, how would you feel? No, I've got it. I've just put it in the corner of my house. I look after it. I take good care of it. But have you opened it? I've not opened it. Imagine how such a person would feel. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has sent us a message. Imagine on the day of judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to ask us. Imagine we were to say that we've never read it. We don't know what is in the Quran, what is not in the Quran, what we have been ordered. We have no idea about it. But yet we call ourselves Muslims. What is a Muslim? A person who believes in the Quran. We say we are Muslims, But we've never read the Quran. Allahu Akbar. It's shocking, my dear viewers. It's sad. Really, it's sad. We need to recite the glorious Quran. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, you cannot sin, do wrong to anybody. Just to say do wrong to anybody. And then apologize. And that person says, no, it's okay. You know, everybody makes a mistake. And then you do it again. And then you apologize again. It doesn't make sense. It's not right, my dear viewers. So how can we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then say sorry, but at the same time continue to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are missing our salah. We think, oh, damn, I feel bad. I missed my salah. We are swearing. We think, oh, damn, I shouldn't have sworn. But then we swear again. We miss our salah again. We disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again and again. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to repent. Yes, just as being alive right now, He's giving us the opportunity to repent. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, one thing you must understand is that the amount Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, so much, so many blessings, that we cannot understand. I'll tell you, we cannot understand the amount Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. There are people, the first thing we'll do in the morning will be to open our eyes. There are people who cannot open their eyes. Even if we can open our eyes, we are able to see. There are people who cannot see. Now we may speak to somebody. There are people who cannot speak. We'll hear something, listen to something. There are people who cannot do this. We will wash our face. There are people who are not able to wash their faces. We may, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, have breakfast. There are people who cannot eat. They cannot feed themselves. Or never mind feeding themselves and somebody else feeding them. There are some who cannot eat from their mouth. Imagine this. They cannot place nothing in their mouth to eat or drink. Allahu Akbar. There's all of these things, my dear viewers. Really, we do not know the situation that other people are going through. But because we've been granted it, we take no notice of it. We've been given good health, alhamdulillah. We're able to see, we're able to speak, to hear, to do so many things. And really, this is for me too. This is for me too. May Allah Ta'ala grant me the ability to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed every single one of us with so many blessings. Really, they cannot be enumerated, they cannot be counted, the amount of blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. Ya Allah, really, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so much, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And coming back to what I was speaking about the Quran, we need to read the Quran. Because in the Quran, alhamdulillah, we have the teachings. We need to recite the glorious Quran. We need to know what is in the glorious Quran. And then the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to learn about the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Madani views of Madani Channel. Now let's move on to the Naad Sharif of the greatest of mankind. The Naad Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Mat rehnda سجن بسدادا میرے دل وچ سجن بسدادا میرے دیدے کرے رہندے
میں نجپا
Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of the channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, the Na'ar Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, mashallah, read beautifully by our respected Naz Khan. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims and Islam is a complete way of life. You must understand this. Islam, our deen, is a complete way of life. It is the best way of life. It is the most perfect way of life. It is absolutely perfect. Really, it's absolutely perfect. And the laws and principles of Islam, which have been established, these, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, are for our benefit. And sometimes we don't realize how is it our benefit. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is for our benefit in this world and no doubt in the Akhirah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Now speaking about, that's our topic today, piety, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Today's topic, piety. There's a story which I've mentioned before, but my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's just, I was reading this and I have to mention it again. Many of you would have forgotten it anyway. It's a reminder, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this story, please listen carefully with your full attention. Because this is beautiful, it's for everybody. Yes, it's for you, but it's for me even more. It's more important that I take heed from this too. And it's honestly, it's really beautiful. It has been stated that Sayyidina Khuld ibn Ayyub rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that there was a worshipper from the Banu Israel. The Bani Israel, as we would generally say, from the Bani Israel, and he spent 60 years of his life worshipping on top of a mountain. 60 years, yes. Some people would be thinking, I think he made a mistake. 60 years, I'm serious, yes, I've not made no mistake. 60 years he spent worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day this person, this worshipper, he has a dream. And he's told to go to the bottom of the mountain and go to such and such place and meet such and such person. And the next day he has a dream again, he's sure he needs to go and see, you know, what is this, what's behind this. So he comes down the mountain, he's been worshipping for 60 years. This person comes down. And he comes to a cobbler. And you know, that cobbler, seeing this person, knowing who this person is, that this person is a pious man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll stand up for him, welcome him. But this person, he asks that cobbler, you know, this is the situation, why is it that I've been told to come here to you? Why is it that you have such a great rank, such a great honor? What is the reason for this? He says the reason is nothing special. That there actually is nothing. He says, all it is that I remain busy all day long to earn lawful sustenance. My income, my sustenance is halal. And I refrain from unlawful sustenance. I refrain from unlawful wealth, haram wealth. He says, and then whatever wealth I do, whatever income I do gain by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I spend half of my family, the other half I give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, other than this, I fast regularly. Other than this, there is nothing. There is nothing else. Now this is important, my dear viewers. What does he say? He says he fasts regularly. Subhanallah. He's doing his job. But the job he is doing, he is earning halal. And he refrains, he protects himself from those things which are haram. Dear viewers of Madinah Inshallah, this is so important. Because sometimes we think to ourselves, sometimes we think, oh yes, but you know, to get such a great level in Islam, in our deen, you have to just worship all day. No, you don't. This is what we're speaking about. Yes, we're speaking about the dunya, my dear viewers. It doesn't mean you have to worship 24/7. No. You can carry on doing, you know, your daily works, your daily tasks. You need to. It's not just you can, you need to. We are living in the world. We need to live in the world. We can't become just ascetics and go to a jungle. No, my dear viewers, there are things we need to do. We have families we need to cater, we need to take care of our families. So yes, continue living. But make sure your sustenance, whatever you are earning, is halal. This is halal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from any unlawful, any haram income. This is the first thing, my dear viewers. Make sure your sustenance is halal. And the second thing, refraining from those things which are haram. Refraining from those things which are haram. Now, subhanAllah, this person would spend half of his wealth on his family. The other half this person would give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, dear viewers, you need to understand that even spending on your own family is a charity. Remember this. Yes, zakat is another matter. Now, zakat you cannot give to your own parents, you cannot give to your own children, you can't give to your spouses. But zakat, if your brother, sister, if they are poor, your uncles, aunties, nieces, if they really do meet, if they really are eligible, they meet the criteria, then zakat can be given to them too. But in such a situation, you wouldn't say to them zakat. That's not our topic today. But just general sadaqah, spending on your own spouse, spending on your own children, This too is sadaqah, my dear viewers. We should do so, and when we do so, we should make good intentions to do it. That, you know, today, oh, we need to go do some shopping. Oh, you need to go shopping again? Imagine you were to think, subhanAllah, I'm going to be spending this for my children. Make good intentions, you shall be rewarded too. But coming back to our topic, my dear viewers, this is what this person says. He says, this is all I do. This is all I do. That person thinking, is that all? That person's fasting himself. Whatever income that person has is halal. He's given all his time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's so special about this person? He climbs back to his mountain, he continues to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again he's told to go back. Ask this person why his face is pale. Again, that worshipper, he comes down the mountain. Again he comes to the same cobbler. The cobbler welcomes him. What is it that has brought you here? And he says that, what is the reason? Why is it that your face is pale? Why is your face pale? And the cobbler replies, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, this is Allahu Akbar, so beautiful. Please do listen to this carefully. He says that whenever I glance at anybody, whenever I look at somebody, whenever I look at somebody, I presume that this man is better than me. Whenever I look at somebody else, I think that person is better than me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Whenever I look at somebody else, I think that person is better than me. He says that I presume, I think that this man is better than me, that he is from the people of Jannah, and I am possibly from the people of hell. I am from the people of hell. I think of myself to be worthless. I think of myself to be worthless over others. And I also consider myself to be the biggest sinner, as I fear hell each and every single moment. This is the reason why my face is pale. Allahu Akbar. Imagine how many people we are to see every single day, how many people we come across, how many people we see every single day. And imagine what we think when we are, if we are to, many times people do, even if this is just in your mind, you think, I am better than such and such person. I am better than that person. This is from, in fact, Shaitan would say, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ, I am better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ, you have created me from fire, you have created him from what, clay? From soil? I'm better than him. This is what the Shaitan said about Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. What do we think? I'm better than this person. Look what car this person has. Look what car I have. Okay, this person may think he's this, but he doesn't know. And this relates to anything and everything, my dear viewers. Pride, thinking yourself to be superior than somebody else. It may even be knowledge. It may be that I think, oh yes, I'm seeking Islamic knowledge, I'm better than this person. I'm more pious than this other person. I perform more worship, I've sought more knowledge, I've studied more than this person. I'm more intelligent than this person. Really, this is something, my dear viewers, for everybody. Everybody, yes, me, myself, more importantly. We all need to ask about ourselves. That, wow, when I look at somebody else, what do I think? Do I think, oh yes, when I remember that when a person, he is to enter a room and he is to expect the people to stand for him, this is pride. He's to expect people to give him the best seat. This is pride. A person shouldn't have this expectation. Why? Because what makes you think everybody should stand up for you? Do you consider yourself to be greater than other people? Is that the reason? What makes you think that other people should give you a place? Because you are superior to them? Is that the reason? What does this person say? A person was worshipping for 60 years on top of the mountain, He's been ordered to come here to this cobbler, to this cobbler. And he's told that this cobbler has a greater rank. He's great in excellence. And what does the cobbler say? What is the reason for this? Because whenever I look at somebody else, I think that that person is better than me. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true piety. This is true piety. You may be a cobbler. It may be you are mending, cleaning, whatever it may be, people's shoes or even the toilets. It doesn't matter what you are doing. You may be doing those jobs which are considered humiliating, which are considered the worst of jobs. Allahu Akbar, where people would look down on you. But that doesn't mean that that person is less inferior to us. No. This is what happens. We look, yes, we do. What does gharib mean? Do you know what gharib means? Gharib literally means strange. This is what gharib means. Let's inshallah azzurul go to our daily reminder, and then inshallah I shall touch upon this once more. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an narrates, when a person dies, then angels, they say, what has he sent ahead? Whereas people ask, what has he left behind? Mufassir Shaheed, Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he writes in the explanation sharh of this hadith, that means, when a person dies, they remain worried about the inheritance what he has left behind. They talk about that, they remain concerned about that. Whereas those malaika, angels, they come to see the soul of that person. They work out the a'mal and aqaid, his beliefs and actions what he has sent ahead. دولت دنیا کے پیچھے تو نہ جا. Do not run after the wealth of this world. آخرت میں مال کا ہے کام کیا. This wealth will not help in the hereafter. It has no use in the hereafter. دل سے دنیا کی محبت دور کر. Remove the love of this world from your heart. دل نبی کے عشق سے معمور کر. Enlighten your heart with the love of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. London o Paris ke sapne chhod de. Leave the dreams of London and Paris. Bas Madine hi se rishta jod de. Just connect yourself. Connect your relationship with Madinatul Nabi. Zadahallahu shirfan wa ta'zima. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine, mashallah wa azza. That was our daily reminder. Now, I was speaking about gharib. We're speaking about gharib. Gharib means strange. Gharib, it means strange. Somebody who is strange. Who is a strange person? Why is it used for the general? We think it means poor. Why does it mean poor? Because a person who is poor is strange. Everybody knows the people who are wealthy. Not everybody knows those people who are poor. When a person is wealthy, he passes away, there's so many people at the funeral. When a person is poor, we don't even know there is a funeral. Allahu Akbar. So these people are strange, they're considered strange. That this person is poor, he's strange, he's not known, he's unknown. This is what gharib means, my dear viewers. And why was I saying, why was I touching upon this? That there are many people who are strange to us, we don't know them. We don't know many people, my dear viewers, on the channel. But just because they may be poor, we we think of ourselves as, you know, and maybe we, I am poor. You know, other people will look at me, or let's just talk about third person. This person is poor, I may think to myself that I'm better than that person, that I'm superior than that person, I'm greater than that person. Imagine this cobbler. He's a cobbler. People look down on such people. They think, you know, I'm better than such a person. But this cobbler, Allahu Akbar, whenever he looks at somebody, when we look at others, we think, oh, he's a cobbler. Oh, he does this thing. He does that thing. You know, we think nothing of him. We think we're ourselves as better. We are wearing new clothes, clean clothes. Look at this person. I'm better than him. Allahu Akbar. This person, this cobbler, my dear viewers, whenever he glances at somebody, he thinks that person is better than me. Imagine we were all to think like this. Allahu Akbar. That person is better than me. This, my dear viewers, is piety. This is what piety is, really. A person, he's earning halal, he refrains from haram. He gives in charity, he fasts, he acts upon the obligatory things. He acts upon those things which are obligatory. He refrains from those things which are evil, which are impermissible, which are haram. And he has no pride. He has no pride. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers on the channel, mashallah, we have been joined by our guest, and this is our respected Abdul Hannan by from Birmingham. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mashallah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. How are you, Shabazz? Are you okay?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Allahu Akbar. Now, Abdul Hannan, by coming straight to our topic, is a quite sensitive, very, very important topic. Piety, Abdul Hannan. But what are we speaking about? We are speaking about, in a way, pride. Thinking yourself to be better than someone else. But what is true piety, this cobbler? Where whenever Abdul Hannan, I'm not sure if you heard the story, but whenever this cobbler, he would look at somebody else, he would think that person is better than me. It's possible that all of these actions I've performed, I may have done it to show somebody else. I give so much charity, I may have done it to show off to somebody else. You know, all of these good things, maybe none of my actions are accepted. Maybe that person, even if he only performed one action, but maybe that was accepted. Maybe he was forgiven for every one of his sins. Then who is better? Abdul Hanama, what do you have to say?
Shabazz bhai, a very vast topic, you can say. There's so much to talk upon. Where to start, you're probably thinking. It's one of them things, piety, it's a very big thing. Today, sadly, people who consider themselves as pious, or people who would say that this person is pious, maybe they look at the way he's dressed, the way he looks, or, you know, someone's got haji next to his name, someone's done hajj, right? Or someone who's, you know, who's built a masjid. Probably people would consider them as just being pious. And no doubt we should think of others as a positive mindset. But just I'm talking about oneself. Sometimes when we do these type of actions, someone's done hajj, someone who performs his daily namaz, and someone who, you know, basically fasts in the month of Ramadan, and he thinks that's it, I have gained piety. But what I would say true piety is, Shabazz bhai, true piety is very in depth. And you, when you look at, when you study the stories of the pious people, rahimahumullah, you know, look at the greatest of mankind after the Anbiya alayhi salam, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. Look at their lives. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu, Sayyidina Farooq Azam, Sayyidina Usman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali ul Murtaza karamallahu, these great personalities. And when he came to, you know, these people were guaranteed Jannah in the dunya. Yet they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. Yeah, you know, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, he would have a lash, and he would lash himself, and he said, "Oh Umar, what have you done today? Oh Umar, what have you done?" You know, these were great people who were so sincere in their actions, who were so you know, they did so much virtue deed. They cried in the fear of Allah. They worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fulfilled everyone's right. And even then upon that, they would question themselves, why have you done? This is the level of piety. When after doing everything, still considering yourself, mashallah, you were touching upon this very beautifully, thinking others to be better themselves.
Abdul Hanan Bhai, Jazakallahu Khairah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for joining us, inshallah azzawajal, and please do keep us in your du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are now going to move on to our daily Hadith Sharif, and inshallah from there we shall continue. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates a Hadith Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will come a time upon the people when the only person who will be able to save his iman, his faith, will be the one who goes from one mountain to another, from one hole to another. At that time, a person will not be able to earn lawful sustenance. He won't be able to earn without displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a man will face destructions at the hand of his wife and children. And the Prophet ﷺ continued and said, if he does not have wife and children, then he will face destruction at the hand of his parents. If they are not alive, then he will face destruction because of his neighbors and relatives. The Sahaba Ikiram Ridwanullahi Alim Ajma'in, who were present, they were curious to know the reason why. Said, Ya Rasulullah, how will this happen? What will lead to him being destroyed? And the Prophet ﷺ replied that his wife and children, or if they're not there, then his parents, if they're not there, then his neighbors and relatives, will taunt him and remind him of his low income. And because of this, that person will go to places of destruction. Now the scholars comment and they say, what this means is he will not look at where his sustenance is coming from, whether it is lawful, halal or not. He will earn however he can, in whatever way he can. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best when this time will occur, or if it is here or not. But we have signs of this, that a person may come home after a long, hard day of work, and his wife, instead of appreciating him going out and working and earning halal risk, she taunts him. So-and-so has a 5-bedroom detached house, he's driving the latest car, his children go to private schools, they pay thousands of pounds, what's going to become of us? And she doesn't support him until he reaches a point where he sees no option but to go towards harm means, ma'adallah. And then he starts earning however he can from wherever he can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us patience, grant us contentment, and grant us the ability to encourage others rather than make them suffer. As this Hadith Sharif says, that the husband will go to great lengths, unlawful ways he will try and earn sustenance for his family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to understand.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And viewers of the channel, that was our daily Hadith Sharif. Now we're speaking about piety. Remember, my dear viewers of the channel, that piety is, no doubt, it's extremely important, because the people who are closest to Allah are those people who possess piety. The greatest, or the difference between us. Many people think, oh yes, the difference is because of this, because of that. No, the difference is piety. It's not, for example, skin color. Nothing got to do with skin color. It's not one person's black, one person's brown, one person's white. Because this person is white is better than the one who's brown or black. No. It doesn't matter about the skin color, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, our deen teaches us. Amongst the greatest of people, amongst the greatest of all people, are many who are those people who are dark skinned, you can say. Those people who would be considered black. Yes, who were slaves.
They used to be slaves, but alhamdulillah, Islam not only granted them true freedom, but Islam has elevated the rank so great that a person nowadays, you can worship your entire life, you will never reach the rank or the status of those companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who were dark skinned. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers on the channel, Islam has forbidden any types of racism. A person is black or a person is white, it doesn't matter about the skin color. No, black is greater than a white. Just because of their skin color, just due to their being black. No, white is better than a black. Just due to their skin color, no. But who's the greatest? Those people who possess the most piety. My dear viewers of the channel, that's all for now. Inshallah, we shall continue tomorrow if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night.